Catch up, boys. It's 9 o'clock and here they are.
Hello, today is Pet Shop Boys Day on 1FM.
And we are the Pet Shop Boys.
Oh,
Shop Boys live on 1FM with the Golden Hour. We're playing records from the year when Labour lost the general election and Britain came out of the ERM.
This was the year that Arsenal won the double, but what was the year?
Most anything.
was the year? Well, it was the year that Bill Clinton was elected president. If you think you know, you can phone us on 071-637-4343 or, of course, fax us, and people do, on 071-636-2476. This was also the year that Take That finally became dead famous.
Yeah, this was the year of the Barcelona Olympics.
started to implode with the revelations in these squidgy tapes. What was the...
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now? You got someone to blame.
Right, the following people got the year right. Julie Martin, Simon James, the Golden Gladiators from Full Point. Nicola Bailey, Hydrade Foods Limited. Michael Wadicor. And who else is this? Paul.
This right, I think it was too easy this year. Lee Willard from Barnes, Christopher Lowe, no relation, from Croydon, Tina Taggart from Clapham South, Lisa Della in Wandsworth, and John Winstanley in the West End of London all guessed that the year was last year, 1992. Now is 9:30 with the news. Here's Peter Bowes.
The Home Secretary, Michael Howard, says he deplores last night's election victory by the extreme right British National Party in London's East End. The BNP took the Labour ward of Millwall on the Isle of Dogs by just 7 votes. Local Bengalis say they're appalled.
I knew that quite a few number of people were racist, but not such a large number. So this is why I was really surprised to see the result.
Bengali community who lives in the other side of the borough thinks the Isle of Dogs is a kind of no-go area for Bengali community. But since this election, the problem is from top to bottom. It's not just at the bottom level now.
Scotland Yard says 3 firebombs were discovered at 2 cinemas in London's West End last night. A spokesman said they were found during routine maintenance and had probably been there for 2 or 3 months. The BBC's Panorama has alleged that the former Spurs boss Terry Venables unlawfully obtained £1 million to enable him to buy shares in the club. His solicitor says the programme was wickedly ill-informed. The nursing unions are expected to put in a claim for a 10% pay rise today, just 2 days after the Chancellor warned against any rises in the public sector. The National Union of Teachers has already called for 8% plus £1,000. Former Chancellor Norman Lamont has dismissed talk of a challenge to the Prime Minister. On the BBC's Question Time, he said he supported John Major and was not bitter about being sacked. The 5-year-old Greater Manchester girl, Laura Davis, has had another multi-transplant operation in the United States. Doctors at the Pittsburgh Children's Hospital say it went well. Spokesman Steve Andrews said her parents were with her throughout the ordeal.
Fran and Les were in a waiting room right next to the OR throughout the entire procedure. They were kept up to date on how Laura was doing. And they're keeping a vigil by her bedside.
Finally, take pity on the Dutch tourist who left his wife in their caravan at Shaftesbury in Dorset while he went off to a business meeting in Swindon, then forgot where she was. It took him 10 hours driving 300 miles through 5 counties before police managed to reunite them. And Pet Shop Boys Day continues on 1FM. I'll have the latest in 30 minutes.
We'll be right back.
Pet Shop Boys live with part two of the Golden Hour, the year when Gorbachev came to power and Boris Becker won Wimbledon for the first time.
A lot of Euro records. Phone us on 071 637 4343 or fax us on 071 636 2476.
To the river, love to the river. together.
That was Slave to the Rhythm from Grace Jones. Before that, Modern Talking, You're My Heart, You're My Soul. I'm sure you all recognise Future Brain by Dan Harrow from the year when the miners' strike ended.
This is Shirley Ralph and In the Evening.
Well, people, when you need them, when you need some help, they're just not around. Doesn't anybody work here? I ain't got all day. What a crazy time. New York, life in the city can be so hard. But after dark, new energy finds me. I light up the night and live like a star.
People got it wrong. Pete Clark of Jandell Engineering Limited and Jane Zakharash, she also got it wrong. But a bit of a clue, that's a massive clue, it was the year of Live Aid.
Oh,
Paul Todd from Haycock and Todd thinks it's 1985. And so does Janet Jenkinson from Newton Abbott and Devon. It wasn't 1985, but this is Vicky... the Vicky, I forgot.
Vicky
who.
Love.
Vicky Love and Love Ride.
Yeah.
I bet you will confess. I'll give it to you like you never had before. I'll make you scream, yell, and holler for more. That's right. Yes, yes, I will. I'll give it to you like you never had before. I know I'll make you scream, yell, and holler for more. That's right. It's time, baby.
That record. There is another one.
Philip Kirch in Nottingham and Stuart and Hawley have all guessed this year. Well, what a great year for music it was 1985.
10 o'clock, I'm Peter Bowes. There's widespread condemnation of the right-wing British National Party's election victory in East London. Three firebombs were found at two cinemas in London's West End last night, and the nurses look set to demand a 10% pay rise. The latest on 1FM in 30 minutes.
Hello, this is the BBC broadcasting from London. We are the Pet Shop Boys with a selection of current gramophone recordings. Thank you.
was The Good Men, Give It Up. Here's the new one from Capella.
Come on, kick it!